888-914-9149. Let's go to Marie now, listening in Orlando. Hi, Marie.
Good morning. I have a question. This very devout Catholic was talking about saging your house, which it's like the herb sage, and you burn it, and then when the smoke becomes, you go into each one of your rooms in the house and pray, and it's supposed to take all the demons and things out and save your house. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, yeah.
I
ignore those things entirely.
Okay.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I would think of it as it's kind of an idiosyncratic way of trying to dispel, let's say, an evil influence in a place, in a home, for example. But it's a departure from the church's age-old, tried-and-true use of sacramentals, such as holy water, for example. If you want to bless your home, don't burn a weed and take it from room to room. Just sprinkle some holy water. That's what the church does, and the demons are repelled by that, to be sure. The church does use incense, that's true, but the incense is used for liturgical purposes, and you never see people being told to take incense into their homes, to bless their home with incense. It has a liturgical function. It's not typically used for this, and you don't see exorcists, for example, at least not in my experience reading their works and things, you don't see exorcists using incense when they're performing an exorcism. Holy water, yes, but not incense. So when somebody pops up with and I'm not talking about you, but when somebody pops up with an idiosyncratic, you know, hey, here's my way of doing it, I just ignore it and move on.
Okay. So in other words, you wouldn't advise that to be done.
Well, it's not really doing anything.
It doesn't do any more than holy water.
It doesn't even do anything. Holy water does something.
Oh.
That
yeah,
burning
holy water does something. Okay.
A piece of smoldering twig, it doesn't do anything other than smell up your house.
Okay. I want to call my friend and tell her because she wanted me to find out, and I said, well, I know who I can go to find out, and I said, I'll call Patrick Madrid.
Well, thank you.
And so you've given me my answer, and thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you, Marie. I appreciate that. That was also a great song, by the way. I think of the Moody Blues. You gave me the answer, if I'm not mistaken. Just a parting thought. Holy water is a powerful sacramental. And I'm speaking to everybody right now, just don't underestimate it. And you can get a little holy water vial. Typically, they're like 3.5-4 ounces, small. And go to your parish church, and usually there will be a metal container of some sort, often in the vestibule, and there's holy water in there, and it's there for you to take some. So bring your little plastic holy water vial and fill it up and maybe bless your home with it. And let's say a month goes by and you don't have any more holy water, take it back and fill it up again. It's a good idea to have the holy water with you. Now, some people who are listening to this right now are saying, oh, come on, that's superstition. No, it's not superstition. It's not intended to harness powers or to do anything like that. Rather, we as Catholics use holy water primarily as a way to remind ourselves of our baptism in the blood of Jesus. So when you were baptized, you were regenerated. You were made by virtue of Christ's power in the sacrament of baptism. You were made an adopted son or daughter of God. And the life-giving graces that come to you and came to you through baptism are what you remember when you make the sign of the cross using holy water. When you go into church, you know, and you dip your hand in the holy water font and you make the sign of the cross, that's what you're doing. You're renewing your recognition and your gratitude to God for this immense gift of the sacrament of baptism, which imparts sanctifying grace to the soul. And the demons hate that. Why do they hate that? Well, because that's how Jesus won the victory. By his death on the cross, he conquered death. He conquered once and for all the evil one. And when you are making the sign of the cross using holy water, the reason they hate it so much is because it's a reminder of their defeat. So remind them of that defeat often by blessing yourself with holy water. It also, because it's a sacramental, it will help dispose you. It'll help prepare you to receive more of God's grace. It doesn't give you God's grace. Sacramentals don't give grace, but they help prepare you. You might think of it as like, you know, making your lungs have a greater capacity for oxygen. It's a great thing to do. I'm going to take a quick time out, and we'll come right back. You're listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at